You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. Brenthurst Wealth is a multi-award winning boutique wealth manager in South Africa. And I have to say that this particular article that Ruan Briet, who is my guest today, has sent me, it's very interesting. It says, your money is losing value every day. That's a sobering thought, Ruan. And you say, here's how to protect it. Why is it losing value every day?
Yes, Lindsay, thanks for having me. Yeah, I think all of us know the term inflation that needs no introduction. I think that's the main culprit in eroding purchasing power of investors. And the other thing is, you know, from a local and South African perspective, is you're sitting with deteriorating currency, losing value over the medium to longer term against major global currencies like the rand, the dollar, and the pound. And I think, you know, we often come across clients. I had a chat with one this morning, again, sitting with a large amount of local cash, and also doing so while using their money as income. I think you had a really dangerous, you're walking a thin line when you sit with large amounts of cash and you don't have any risk on assets to protect your capital against the depreciating of the rand.
You make a very pertinent point. You say it's easy to ignore when it happens little by little. Could you say, okay, the rand's gone from 1850 to 1865 or something, or inflation's gone from 3.5% to 3.8%, whatever it is. But these little increments mount up, don't they? And if you look back historically and you look at inflation in South Africa, it's under control at the moment. And I must say that's a lot to do with the stoicism of the South African Reserve Bank. But also, but the rand over, gosh, I don't know, 20, 30 years, has been a steady depreciating currency. So don't worry about the little increments. Have a look at the long term, and you really have to guard against it.
Yes, 100% right, Lindsay. And to give you an example, in the last 15 years, it's been a pretty obvious trend, a downward trend. In 2009, a million rand could have bought you roughly $130,000. And as of today, a million rand can buy you a little less than $55,000. I mean, that's more than half of your global buying power, and which is gone. And obviously, us South Africans, we are global consumers. We purchase smartphones, smartwatches, cars, you know, all the big ticket items, televisions that's being imported, and that's all got a, you know, impact on our own personal inflation rate. You various demographics of the country's got different inflation rates. I don't think 6% or 7%, as the Reserve Bank put it, is applicable to everyone. So that's why I say the currency depreciation plays as big a part in your purchasing power as does the inflation.
You say if you're holding your wealth only in rand, you're not just standing still, you're moving backwards. And that's a very, very important point. And it all comes to do with offshore diversification. We'll come to that later on. Your next paragraph says you are not powerless. So there are instruments and there are strategies that can help you ameliorate the effects of a weakening rand and also consistent inflation.
Yes, that's right, Lindsay. And I think there's a lot of tools available to retail investors out there that wasn't there 5 or 10 or 15 years back. Currently, you know, there's a lot of cheaper options in the market. Competition and the free market is a good thing from that in that regard. You know, competition creates a positive environment for clients to operate in, and that's exactly what happened. Asset managers and wealth management firms all and platforms all had to look at the cost structure and the, you know, the provision of the services and products that they have to offer. And I think that changed the game for South African investors. Normally, it was a situation where only the guys with the big money can get offshore exposure and into the offshore markets, where as of today, that's changed completely. You can invest offshore with as little as 100,000 rand, which in the bigger scheme of things is not a lot of money, and which is, you know, in grasp of a lot of South African investors.
Yeah, but it's a start, isn't it? And there are so many ways you can move your money offshore, and they're all legal and they're all simple. Just run through the ones that you particularly advise your clients to take advantage of, please, Ruan.
Yes, of course, Lindsay. I think the most simplest way of getting your money offshore is by making use of your annual single discretionary allowance as a South African, where you can take R1 million per individual offshore. And a husband and wife spouse can take R2 million each, R1 million each, or R2 million as a family offshore. And you can as an individual increase that limit by a further 10 million rand by doing the necessary tax and SARB approval. You can take R11 million in total per individual offshore, which once again as a family comes down to around about R22 million, which I think is a very good number. There's not a lot of people that's got that amount of cash every single year to take offshore. But also for, as mentioned, for the smaller investors who doesn't necessarily have R1 million to invest offshore, but once you get that offshore exposure, you can consider asset swaps as well, or making use of feeder funds, which is a simple and a cheaper option to get access to global markets where your assets or your money is invested in rands, but it's invested in offshore assets via a feeder fund. Which then will protect you against the rand and also get you that offshore exposure that you're looking for.
Okay, so you get the double whammy. I mean, a good double whammy this time. This one really is a sobering one, because unless you're a fan of Back to the Future, you say the best time to act was 10 years ago. The second best time is today. So 10 years ago, that's gone, of course, but you have to start today if you haven't already done so.
Yes, that's right, Lindsay. We also get a lot of clients or investors who's looking to time the market and who's hesitant to move money offshore at, let's say, R18.50 to the dollar, and they want to wait for R17.50, and that they might have never, which we're still waiting for that. And in fact, in between all of those conversations, the rand moved closer to R19.20 to the dollar. So I think, it's if you want to take money offshore, the idea should be to keep money there for as long as possible and invest for growth, and not necessarily bring that money back to South Africa again in the near future.
But also it's a complex field. I mean, you talk about simplicity and legality, Ruan, but also there are tax and regulatory requirements that you need to understand. And that's, of course, when a financial advisor comes into play.
Of course, and as it is with all investments, as soon as you make money, the receiver of income, SARS, will also want their fair share. So you obviously have to make sure that the structure that you, or the vehicle that you choose to invest in, is a perfect fit for you from a tax and a liquidity perspective, and ensure that you keep your tax affairs in order. And also from a compliance perspective, South Africa being on the grey list also doesn't make life easier for South African investors. So you really have to have your wits about you when it comes to compliance and tax and all those kind of things.
Off script at the moment, Ruan, if you would, what's the mood of your clients at the moment? I know that your business is growing all the time because I speak to you or one of your colleagues every single week, and it seems to me you're incredibly busy, which means there are people that are existing clients that are either pestering you to say, what should I do, what shouldn't I do, but also new clients coming in. What's the general mood of the South African investor right now?
It's funny, Lindsay, because it differs. When you speak about the investor's mood, from a South African perspective, the guys are still relatively frustrated and irritated, and people are really starting to open up their eyes, and they're starting to make the necessary plans to move large amounts of money offshore. And yet they're still, even despite the recent volatility, I think the larger base of our clients are relatively calm about the markets and not too worried. From a global perspective, they're relatively positive. But from a South African perspective, I can tell you that the overall sentiment isn't what it should be. And I think, to a very large extent, I think it's rightly so. I mean, the fact that we still keep our head above water as a country is something to behold, with everything that's forced upon businesses in South Africa and the politics and all those kind of things. I just really think South Africans in general is very resilient, and they just sort of keep their heads down and make stuff work despite all the political instability and those kind of things. But locally, it's a little bit negative, I can tell you that.
Okay, well, things can change, but that's a sobering thought to end. Ruan, thank you very much for your analysis. Ruan Breard is a financial advisor at Brenthurst Wealth Stellenbosch, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.